It's 1221 on WTOP. If you have a New Year's resolution to eat out more in 2013, well, there's more places to choose from. Let's find out more. Joining us live, Nikki Nellis from the list, areyouonit.com, and co-host of Foodie and the Beast, Sunday mornings on our sister station, federalnewsradio.com, 1500 AM. Nikki, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
We are so excited to hear about some new and exciting places around town. Tell us about them.
I know. January is just a banner month for DC and restaurant openings. Right now, just a few have opened, but next time I come in, I'll tell you, there's a lot more on the way.
Wow.
So let's start with some of the fun ones. I'm going to start with the big one first. I'm going to start with Range. If you are a Top Chef watcher, then you know the name Brian Voltaggio. DC's own has restaurants out in Frederick, but he has finally come back to the district and he has opened up Range in Chevy Chase. Now, a lot of people are like, Chevy Chase? It's not really the district, but it is. And he's here and I've been, and the space is phenomenal. It's very big, 350 seats, which made my heart beat a lot when I first saw it. But he can fill it, and I've been several times. The food is just wonderful, and he has brought in such a magnificent team. You will recognize lots of people when you walk around the restaurant. First of all, right now he's got two. I think he's the only guy in the country right now who has two master sommeliers walking around the dining room. So that's a real rarity. And Kathy Morgan is one of them, and she's been a big DC wine fixture for a long time. Some of the drink guys are amazing. You got Owen Thompson back there, and he is shaking up cocktails like nobody's business.
Same guy who owns Vault in Frederick.
Yeah, Brian Voltaggio, yes.
And American cuisine?
Yes, it's American cuisine. I mean, you're really going to find a wide variety of things, and you can eat here in a variety of ways. You can go for a fine dining experience and do your classic appetizer, entree, dessert, or there's pizzas, there's lots of share plates. You can go with a group of girlfriends, you can go on a Saturday night. I mean, there's so many ways to dine here. You can take the kids, really, during the week.
Wow.
And they're not serving lunch yet, but I'm waiting for it. And it's just, it's everything it should be. It's a really impressive place, and I highly, highly recommend it.
Great. Excellent. Also, some new places to try a drink or two.
Absolutely. So I'm going to tell you about Hogo. Now, if you know the cocktail scene here in D.C., then you know about The Passenger. It's one of the hottest bars in the city and has been for a long time. The guys behind it, Derek and Tom Brown, are big fixtures on the mixology scene here. And Hogo has been opened by Tom and Derek Brown. So Hogo is right next door to The Passenger.
Oh.
And this is sort of a tiki bar kind of place. There are over 75 rums available from all around the world. And Tom Brown is really mixing up a variety of tiki-inspired drinks. But I know when you think tiki, you think like Trader Vic and like sugary and not juicy and not really flavorful. Not so here. These are real cocktails that are have been really given some thought. And what I love is when you walk into this restaurant, the front is all dark and that's where the bar is. And then you go in the back and this bright white light and you're in this Hawaiian diner.
Oh, how fun.
Totally different. The food's amazing. You're eating things like spam sushi and their noodle bowls, which are sort of ramen-ish in flavor, and they're amazing. Of course, there are mixed platters of roasted pork. The food is great. The drinks are better. It's definitely a place I would go check out.
Now, is this the place where the food will change frequently?
Yes,
they're bringing in different chefs?
He will be bringing in different, unfortunately, because I think the Hawaiian stuff is amazing. But yeah, he'll be bringing in different chefs monthly.
That's neat.
Talk about one more. Do you have anything
else? Let me give you one more. Okay, let's go with Marivana. So now this is a restaurant out of, it's a nationally known restaurant, internationally known restaurant. It's a Russian restaurant. Now it's not open yet, but they are serving cocktails right now. They say it's like grandma's house is serving tea and cocktails. I'm dying to see what this place looks like. So there is an elaborate cocktail lounge. They're calling it Babushka Chic. They'll be
where your babushka,
right? Exactly. But it's really sort of home cooked Russian cuisine. We really don't have anything like that in the city. It sounds kind of fun and kitschy, so it should be kind of cool.
When does that open for
now?
Food?
Right now, it's open for cocktails. It opens for food on January 17th, and it's down on 1141 Connecticut Avenue.
Excellent. Can't wait to have you back to talk more. As you mentioned, more restaurants are coming as we move through the first month of the year. Nikki Nellis from the list, areyouonit.com, and co-host of Foodie and the Beast.